And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called the Christian Journey. First, we begin with a return to the very first topic I addressed on the radio during my demo show before embarking on my radio career. Wow. This topic pertains to Christianity and poses a simple, straightforward question. What is Christianity all about? What is it? Now, many perceive it as a religion or a crutch or many other things. However, the real question that we will determine and that people will determine for their own eternities is their response to what is Christianity and who is Jesus. Next, before we can appreciate any good news, we must first understand the bad news. The bad news is that we're all sinners. No, man's basically good. No, he's not. Jesus said man is evil. Our sin has separated us from God and brought death and disease into our lives and into our planet. There's no escaping this bad news. The disobedience of Adam and Eve is ingrained in our nature because we all descended from Adam and Eve. Once they fell and rebelled, that rebellious DNA was passed on to you and I. And finally, people need to understand that Christianity is not about following a series of rules or regulations, nor is it about wearing a special badge. It's about having a seal from the Holy Spirit in our hearts and minds, given to us through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and granted to us by the love of God the Father. This is about a living relationship with a living God, and anything else diminishes the value of Jesus Christ's sacrifice and his resurrection.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and so much more. Remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. So we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. So you give it a little high note just to help. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. It doesn't matter whether you're in San Diego. It doesn't matter whether you're in Denver, Dallas, or Detroit. It just matters if you're on the moon because we just don't think there's internet up there. 214-210-8483 for the text. You can also call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you're going to end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, that is like eating your favorite appetizer. That's mean. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. Let me ask you this question. You don't have to pick one because there's so many.
Okay.
What are a couple of your favorite appetizers?
I'm going to go with, when you're at a Mexican restaurant, I guess, like chips and salsa.
Chips
is
and
good.
Salsa, okay. Big. Wife is next. Number one for my wife.
Go cheese ahead. Sticks are good.
Cheese sticks.
Or mozzarella sticks.
Yep. Liking those too. Liking those too. So.
Yeah, it's tough. Those are probably my two go-tos.
Your two big ones?
Yep.
Because sometimes you can go and you get like little wings or you can get these different things, different wrappy kind of things or whatever. And I just want to say, Noelle and I, that, and this is true, and you can we've eaten at very inexpensive restaurants, and we've eaten at expensive restaurants. I'm just, you know, it's just one of those things. And when we go to the more expensive restaurants, we this is really true. No, really. Especially Roy Hamaguchi's. We tend to get like 5 or 6 appetizers instead of getting an entree because they're so good. I'm sorry. I love appetizers. And talking to you, that's like having an appetizer.
Well, thank you. Texas Roadhouse, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The bread. Rolls, the bread, the egg rolls, the whole thing. Like those. Yep. Oh, I love that.
That's getting torn up there.
You know, I am supposed to be going to the gym after this. I'm just wondering if I'm going to make it. All right. So bottom line is this. We want you to be able to reach out to us. You can send an email. You can text us. That's the 214-210-8483. You can call us at the 972-445-0777 number. It's the bottom line is this. If you've got a praise report, bring it. Let's talk about it. Let's share it. Let's hear it. Let's be blessed by it. That's what it is. If you've got a prayer request, bring it. Let's pray. Let's bring it before the Lord, petition, seek him, and ask for help. How many times can you ask? Until he says no, which is like as many times as you need to. That's how many. And it's like we also do history and we do jokes, and I do have some really classic jokes today. I'm just telling you right now up ahead of time. But we also do Bible trivia. There's your Bible trivia question for right now. When Jesus was standing before the crowd and Pilate was like, who should I release? They shouted for somebody else. Who did they shout to be released? Was it Joseph of Arimathea? Was it Barabbas? Or was it for Peter that they shouted? Shout, shout, shout. They were shouting. Your answer, by the way, John 18:40. John 18:40, not the year 1840, the scripture, John 18:40, when they were, Pilate was with Jesus, right? And he's like, who do you want me to release? The crowd shouted. Who did they shout for? Was it Joseph of Arimathea, Barabbas, or for Peter? That's your question. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, by the way. We let you do that. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Some person from the moon, because I could disconnect the Wi-Fi as well.
You're on the moon. Does that mean that you are a big fan of cheese, or is it just that you're on the moon?
Yeah, well, I'm not from Wisconsin, so just eliminate that.
All right, my brother, let's do the trivia question first, as we often need to. Here we go. Let me get through the whole thing. When Jesus was there with Pilate and the crowd was shouting for somebody to be released, who was that? Was it Joseph of Arimathea? Was it Barabbas, or was it for Peter?
I think the person that was in a Barabbas.
Barabbas is correct right now!
You know why he was in a prison? Because he was in a bar and he had a fight. So they say, okay, Barabbas.
Oh, put Barabbas in there. That's bad. That's bad. That is not a good one. I'm not giving you clap. Okay, I'll give you a golf clap. Ready?
Okay. All right.
All right. There's your golf clap.
I have one more joke.
Okay.
Please.
Well, you got one more joke. Go ahead.
Okay. What time of the day Adam was created?
You know you're killing me here. You know I know this answer. Do you want me to give it to you?
You do?
Yeah, a little before Eve.
Oh, you are so cool. And good looking.
Oh, that's great, brother.
I do have a prayer request.
Sure.
My sister and my daughter, they are just under the weather, so just pray with us that God will just supernaturally heal them.
Sure. Let's pray. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's bring it before the Lord. Father, we come before you right now, and as always, Lord, first and foremost, we give you thanks. First, we thank our God. Hallelujah, Lord. You are so kind to us. You're gracious to us. Your kindness exceeds us every single day, and we appreciate everything you're doing. We pray, Lord God, for Samson's sister and his daughter and for the people in our audience, Lord, that are having illnesses and sicknesses and under the weather. Sometimes it's just very inconvenient. Sometimes it's much more severe. It doesn't matter, Lord. You can heal every person in a moment, for it only takes a moment for a miracle to manifest. And so we ask you to manifest your power in the lives of Samson's sister and his daughter, but also in the lives of the people who are listening to my voice, who need a touch, who need to be touched by your spirit, strengthened, healed, made well, made whole. Heal us all, Lord, as we yield to you and depend on you and fully set our hearts and minds towards you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Hey, doctor, I have a serious theological question for you.
Okay, but it's not gonna be on the millennium, is it?
No. Balak was a Hebrew prophet or a non-Hebrew prophet?
That's an interesting question. I don't actually believe he was a Hebrew prophet, which is where he would get the false title or, you know, kind of the fake title, but he was nonetheless in some kind of interaction process with the powers that be, because the Lord is the one who used him afterwards. So he's called a false prophet. So that's part of the thing where you back it up and go, not a prophet of God per se, but that doesn't mean the Lord wouldn't use him. Remember, it was the donkey that rebuked the prophet. So that always tells you how high up God thinks of prophets. What you should really understand in that is that I don't technically think he would be a Israel prophet as much as just a prophet on the land. That would be my take.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was reading Book of Numbers where that encounter is, so I felt like it. He can't be Hebrew.
Doesn't seem like it. Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's a false prophet. But nonetheless, God used him, and it is amazing that he then prophesied under the power of the Lord, giving the declaration. And then further on, we get to find out that what was intended for a curse was manifest into a blessing. So God used him in multiple ways. But you got to really catch that if God used a donkey to rebuke a prophet, that should tell you what God thinks. That's all.
Yeah. So
I'm just going to leave that there.
if God could use Dominic, he could use us too.
Correct. See, therein lies, that's the right application. If the Lord used the donkey to rebuke the prophet, he could use all of us. That's the key. That's it. You got it, bro.
Good. Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to do our DNA, and then we'll fire into a break, and then the message. Here's our DNA, because we love DNA. Why is DNA? Because the same thing I tell you every day. The D out of DNA is the most important thing there is. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Your answer is more of God. Don't tell me. Your answer is more of God. You spend 5 minutes in the actual presence of God, in the very presence of God without any distraction, really there, and you'll come out going, there is nothing that matters. You will know that instantly. You will know what it's like to stand on holy ground. It'll change you completely. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Jesus is called the Word of God in John 1:1. That'll be Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New, 765,000 in the King James, 738 or 40,000 in the NIV. Good enough. Dear human race, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Love God. That's how it works. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke 9:26. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
Which means you are ready at the moment, on guard, prepare whatever the Lord wants. It might be the silliest thing. It might be smiling. It might be praying underneath in your breath. It might be praying inside your heart. It might be just lifting that person up in prayer that you come across. You might be driving in traffic and see a situation where somebody's driving poorly and pray for that person. Maybe they're overly stressed out or something's going on. You are an agency of the grace and mercy of God wherever you go and whatever you're doing. Be that agency. Be ready to be used by the Lord. D, draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Okay, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
You get into the Word of God and something's going to happen that will blow your mind. Ready? The law of the Lord is perfect, Psalm 119:7 says, able to restore the soul. And I've been doing this for a long time, and in my 42 and a half years of devotions and in my diligent devotion time, I kind of separate that between the two. I cannot tell you, it must be thousands of times where my attitude has been, and then I've went into the Word of God, and I came out different. It wasn't anything that I did as much as God speaking into me what he knows about his creation. And so I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, even if you've been a Christian for 50 years, for 60 years, nay, for 70 years, like the Apostle John was on the island of Patmos, be in the Word of God. It is alive, and it will give life and impart life to you through God's Spirit. People come and they read the Word of God, and they're like, well, I get nothing out of it. Well, they don't mix it with faith, and the Word of God, the promises of God, not mixed with faith, are useless. Because you have to be engaged with God and know he's going to speak. People are like, well, that's a lot of requirement for me to get in there and read the Word of God. You want me actually to believe that God's going to speak to me? Yes, because he will. And if you don't, you won't hear him. So when you open up that book, take 30 seconds, more than you ever have before, and say, just in this moment, just at this time, tune me in, Lord. Help me to hear what you have to say. Speak to me and let your word breathe life into me.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I did want to give a quick update on the Sergio question. He did ask, you know, what happened to them. So the bulk of regarding the Amalekites, so the Amalekites challenged Israel in Exodus 17 right after they crossed the Red Sea. And it was under King Hezekiah that they were eliminated completely. So I just thought I'd give you that. Most people. Who cares, Dave? I know, but I thought he might be interested. So I was just trying to give that. I don't know. I was trying to help. Here's our next trivia question. Okay, this you got to think about this. You got to think, okay? Think, okay? Being very sick, in whom did King Asa trust? Was it in God, in the witch, or in the doctors? 2 Chronicles 16:12. being very sick, whom did King Asa trust? Did he trust in God, in a witch, or in the doctors? 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12. If you think you know the answer, you can call us at 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email david@hemustincrease.org. Now, I'm not going to do the jokes or anything else right now. I'm going to go into the message because I love these messages and I hardly ever get to teach them. Because we're already like halfway through the show. I just don't even know what to do. Here it is. Here's your first scripture for the day. Ready? For the teaching for this 60 minutes. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You're thinking, good, Dave, good. No, listen. There is a reason for human creation. Okay? And I want to make sure that we know, we're going to take this caller and then we're going to come back to it, but I want to make sure everybody understands that the reason for human creation is not because God was doing a divine experiment. There was actually a purpose to this. So we're going to get to that. Let us have the person buzz through who called in for the trivia. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are you feeling?
Well, I could feel better. I'm going to keep praying.
We're going to keep praying for you. So, I mean, that works out for me. I'm going to keep asking you, though. You know I have to ask you. All right, my brother, let's do the trivia first. Being very sick, in whom did King Asa trust? Was it in God, in the witch, or was it in doctors?
The doctors.
That is correct, Amigo! 2 Chronicles 16, 12, he trusted in the physicians. Bad call. Yeah, bad call on his end. Let's pray for you, my brother, and ask the Lord to be the great physician for you. Okay?
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. Lift up our brother Gary. We love our brother Gary, and we're asking you, Lord, we want to rejoice with him. We want to stand with him. We want to dance with him. We want to be able to sing your praises in this particular prayer request because we're going to keep asking you until you say yes. So, Father, we ask you to bring your healing power into Gary's body the way that only you can bring it. We have faith, Lord. If there's any doubt, help us so that we have better faith. But let our faith be strong enough, that of a mustard seed, so that we can see the mountain move and let him find the healing power that comes from your heart. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you, and I'm going to continue to pray for all of you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. All right, so let me go back into the text. So Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So what's God doing? Yeah, he's bored. No, he wasn't. He had a purpose. What do you mean he had a purpose? God created the heavens and the earth. However it works, because it's beyond our finite minds, and because God is immortal and we are mortal at this time, we don't fully grasp all of how this is, but in some fashion, he created time for the sake of mankind. We find that out in Genesis chapter 1. And what we find out is that God's intent was to fellowship with mankind. Now, in that process, man will glorify God, for that was the purpose of creation as well, is to acknowledge and glorify God. But I don't want you to miss this, okay? God wanted to fellowship undisturbed, unpolluted, unobstructed with mankind. The bad news is in the garden, when Adam and Eve disobeyed, there was a breach in their ability to hang out with God because God is holy and perfect. And it's like, oh. And in that sin, it was lost. It was lost, and it's so sad. I do often talk to people and they're like, well, I wouldn't have done it. Yes, you would. You were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You had their DNA. You'd have done the exact same thing. In that process, though, to demonstrate the highest level of love, the bad news, mankind sinned, breached their communion with God, broken relationship, death enters in spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and in every possible way. But God has a love story to tell. In spite of that, there is the gospel, or the good news, that through Jesus Christ, God takes the sin and puts it in the bin and moves it away from us. Here's how this works. I've taught this multiple times. Some people really dislike it. I like it. I'm Jewish. What do you want from me? Every person that sins dies. If you don't sin, you don't die. Okay? Every person that sins dies. Okay? Jesus didn't sin, but he still died. So he sued. That's it, right? God's a judge, right? Jesus is called an advocate. He's got some legalese in him. He sued. Hey, I got ripped off because I didn't sin and I died. So I'm going to sue. And the lawsuit is simply this. This is what I'm suing for. These are the damages. Everybody that believes in me, they get my righteous life that I was robbed of. And God the Father said, bam, done. And Satan went, what? What just happened? And that's the lawsuit theory. Jesus puts us in a place where as God deals with us, he can again deal with us from that which was lost in the garden. See, here's the great thing about Christianity. Christianity, in its most finest element, is the restoration of that which was lost in the Garden of Eden. Back to fellowship we go because of Jesus. Everybody prior to Jesus, looking forward to that event. Everybody after Jesus, looking backwards to that event. That's why time was decided by BC and AD, but that's a whole separate issue for another time. Here's the bottom line. John 3:16, that goofy scripture where the guy's holding up the sign at sporting events and wearing some kind of rainbow clown outfit or whatever the case may be. For God so loved the world. How much did he love the world? He sent his one and only son, his only begotten son. So God proved his love by sending Jesus, that whosoever should believe in him, who? Whosoever. What shall they do? They shall believe in him, shall not perish, but have eternal life, which is the immortality part. And I do want to point this out, and I'm going to argue this to the end of the days, just in case you're wondering. And yes, God doesn't just love us. He likes us because you wouldn't spend eternity with somebody you didn't like either. That would be called hell. So he likes you, and he loves you and demonstrates that love. He demonstrated love by sending Jesus. And you can access the garden through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, that which was lost with Adam and Eve, restored through the... That's why Jesus is called the second Adam in Scripture. Because he brought the garden back. That's why they wrote the hymn, I come to the garden alone. See, that's where it comes from. Because the garden is brought back through Jesus. Fellowship restored. Back to communion with God. Get it? That's just the intro, right? We'll take a short break and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For this is the kind of high priest we need. Holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day as high priests do, first for their own sins and then those of the people. He did this once for all when he offered himself. Now watch this. Oh boy, this is so unbelievable. Jesus is a unique kind of priest. He is your high priest. He is so unique. And you think, why? What is it that makes Jesus unique? And you already know, well, it's because he's, you know, born from the Holy Spirit and he's born from Mary. So he's fully man, fully God. And it's like, okay, I get that part. But there's something else that we miss quite often. And that is Jesus is undefiled, separated from sinners. And verse 27 says he doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day like the high priests do, first for their own sins. So let me explain this to you. When priests or petitioners or people are praying on your behalf, every human being has to deal with their own set of sins. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest of Israel. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest 1 year, 20 years later, 40 years later. There is something that takes place. It's the same dynamic that takes place when you spend time with the Lord and you come before the Lord and you thank him and you recognize the grace of God enables you to stand, because apart from that, the grace, apart from the mercy, apart from the love that comes from the Lord and the redeeming work from Jesus Christ that you receive by faith, that he gives by grace, apart from that, you're a mess. And so when you come before the Lord, you're like, Lord, you know, please forgive. You know, don't chasten me. David said it great. Don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. I don't want to get you irritated. Na, 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 na. You see, when Jesus comes and petitions for us, he doesn't have to go through that. He doesn't have to be centered on himself to be forgiven, because there's nothing for him to be forgiven. He's sinless. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices for what he's done or for any of the lacking that he would have if he was a regular human priest. So when Jesus comes on our behalf, there's nothing. Get this. Here it is. There's nothing distracting him in his life. He is only focused on our well-being. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where we're getting ready for our next trivia question. And this is a hard one, right? So our fourth one is always the hardest one. I'm just telling you, okay? I'm telling you. King Belshazzar gave a great feast for how many guests? 1,000, 500, or 100? Your answer is in Daniel chapter 5, verse 1. King Belshazzar gave a great feast for how many guests? 1,000, 500, or 100? Your answer is in Daniel chapter 5, verse 1. I'm going to give you the way to get in touch with us, and then we're going to send you to the website. So the way to get in touch with us is 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay, now, I'm going to send you to the website, and we've done all the other stuff. Now I got to go back to the business part of the ministry, and that is giving is a good idea if you like the ministry and you want it to keep going. How about that? Luke 6:38, given it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Here's the big key in that. If you go on the website, you can give directly through the website by hitting the donate here. If you don't want to do that, you can send a check into the studio made out to He Must Increase Ministry. It's actually HMIM. HMIM is He Must Increase Ministry, and the bank will take HMIM. Or you can talk to me after the show and do a credit card. You can do it that way. Anyway, any way that we can do it, we just want to make it easy. Check out the information and reach out to me if you got any questions. Check it out at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Do you know what that's from?
No, I don't.
That is from Young Frankenstein. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Boy, she's hitting home runs. She's hitting grand slams today. Jennifer is hitting grand slams. First of all, I'm going to enjoy one. And then that one. Are you kidding? So look at the roots. That's from Young Frankenstein. That's one of the funniest. Okay, we won't talk. See, it's a Mel Brooks movie, people. You got to understand. See, that's where. This is where I live. You don't understand. Yes, I have every movie he ever made. And nothing's funnier than when Spaceballs, where he goes, what's it about? He goes, merchandising. It's like one of the best lines in the world. What's it about? Merchandising. That's what it's about. Anyway, all right. King Belshazzar gave a great feast for how many guests? 1,000, 500, or 100? Your answer is in Daniel Chapter 5, verse 1. It's not hard to figure out, but just think, I'm using the word great, great feast for a reason. So if you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we will do a brief history and then back into the teaching.
Let's go live in the past.
All right, somebody is calling in. They just got to wait till we get through a little bit of history. So let me just take a few moments to do history. So you just got to be, you know, patient. In 1940, on this day, the first televised college basketball game took place between Pittsburgh and Fordham. That's kind of interesting for some people, I think. Additionally, on this day in 1784, John Wesley chartered the Methodist Church. By the way, the early Methodist Church was phenomenal. They used to do something called the bark. We'll talk about that some other time, but it's, well, it'd be like barking. Anyway, that's a whole separate thing. Today is National Tooth Fairy Day. Look, I don't have a problem if you give somebody, you know, money for their teeth. That's fun. My parents only did that once. And then after that, never again. National Tartar Sauce Day, which is good for fish, right? If you like fish. And then I think this is good. I'll give a prop to my wife, who's phenomenal at this. Today is National Floral Design Day. And since she's a floral manager in charge of design and everything else at Tom Thumb, props to her for her special day. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Brother Roger again.
Hello, Brother Roger again. How are you?
I'm blessed in spite of myself.
You're blessed in spite of yourself. Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
That is a wise statement, my friend. Wise. All right, let's set the trivia up, okay? You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
King Belshazzar gave a great feast for how many guests? 1,500 or 100 guests? And the answer is?
1,000.
That is correct, Amundo! Hence the hint of great feast and then giving you the 1,500, 100. Mm-hmm. That is in Daniel chapter 5, verse 1. Excellent job, my brother.
Amen.
Amen. There you go. How's life? Things good?
Yeah, good. I wanted to tell you something about something I did in my past.
Okay.
while I was a Christian, so it's not awful.
Oh, okay.
I preached in jails sometime, and I always had a captive audience.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, man, they're coming out of the woodwork today. That is, they had a captive audience. You're killing me. You're killing me here. Okay.
And then I had a minister that we used to go to, and he always spoke about the afterlife. And I really didn't understand what he was talking about until I turned 70 years old. And then I'd go to the bedroom and the kitchen, and I'd say, what am I after?
All right, we're going to have Mike Knight on the show. I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to have Mike Knight and have everybody come and call in and give their oh, my
God. I don't realize what he was talking about.
Oh,
afterwards.
My goodness. Okay, dokie. Where would we be without that part of the show? That's the question.
There's been so much doom and gloom spoken about in this day and age that we have to lift up the spirits.
Yes.
Oh, I have an answer to one of your other questions that you, Christianity, what do you think it is?
Yes, Christianity. But, what do you think the purpose is?
The purpose is, my purpose, because I'm a Christian, so I can have a relationship with the Trinity.
There you go.
Father, I can have a relationship with the Father. It's always through Jesus Christ, but I can have a relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit, but always through because of what Jesus did. Always because of what he did.
Yes.
On a certain day.
That's right. And that all is centered around what the Christian faith is about. It's not about rules and regulations. It's not about a badge.
Right.
It's not about a special society. It's about a living relationship with a living God made possible through the work of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That's what
it is. It's always because of what, and that's what, when you realize that, that's when you say, now I know what the joy of the Lord is, because when he did that day, he did it for the joy of the Father. He made his Father joyful because of what he did that day. He gave his life so that we could have a relationship.
That is correct. Nice job.
And that's why I try to keep my spirits high and joyful, and just, you know, I could sit here and name 100 things that's going not my way, but then I remember what he did, and it went, that's the way it really went good for me that day.
Yep.
Is when he did it that day.
That is right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, brother, I have really preached in jails. It's the truth. So it was always rewarding.
Amen. Good. Great,
anyway,
great share. Good job.
God
brother.
Bless you.
You too, brother.
We love you.
God bless you.
You just keep doing what you're doing as long as you can, Brother David.
You got it.
We'll see you go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See, and the point that he's making, I just want to make sure everybody understands, because I've read documents and treaties and different theological statements, and it's like, well, it's this and it's this. Really? Let me tell you, really, I'm going to narrow it down for you really easy on the Christianity part. Matthew 1:22-23, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, this is the whole point. This is the point. So much so, I just want to point this out. God is so much with us that he became one of us. Philippians 2, 5, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. He loves us so much and wants to be in such fellowship with us, he became one of us. So we'll use Billy Graham's aunt story, which is better than mine, right? And we just do our best to communicate it. So father's walking across a lot with his son. As they're walking across, they see an ant hill. It's been stepped on. Father asks the son, "What can you do to help these ants?" The son said, "What can I do?" The father said, "Become an ant and go help." That is what God did. He became one of us. Christianity being a living relationship with the living God made possible through the work of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Christianity is a restoration of the original purpose for mankind, to fellowship with God. That's so far away from a religion, it's not even funny. That's why when people say it's a religion, you can just look at them and go, they're not a Christian, because they don't get it. Get it? Okay. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit, whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family Trauma Specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, They go through this, they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. Until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly, and that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finish my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why that. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I'm going to give you the trivia question, but we got to move quickly on it. Hint, 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 hint. How many works or how many fruits of the Spirit are there? As cited by Paul in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. How many works of the Spirit or fruits of the Spirit are there? As cited by Paul in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Are there 26, 17, or 9? Okay? All right, that's the question. 26, 17, or 9 fruits of the Spirit. 26, 17, or 9, according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. If you think you know, just remember you got to be quick if you call in. 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to David at hemustincrease.org. Skipping everything else, going back to Christianity, what's it all about? I want to help you understand it by telling you what it isn't. What? Well, what Christianity really is not. It doesn't matter what the world says. The world defining what a Christian is ridiculous. It's absurd. Christianity is not rules and regulations, and it is not traditions. It doesn't mean it doesn't have traditions in it, but that's not what it is. Christianity is not illogical. And I'll just tell you this, and just from a statistical point of view, for evolution to happen the way that they say it happened, I'll just make this very simple. You have to have one entity that comes out at the same time proximity, another entity that comes out, and then somehow these two entities can then combine to create a third entity that comes out, and those odds are more astronomical than thinking there's 10,000 alien planets. It's just absurd. But that makes it really easy because then we don't have to be accountable. Another thing Christianity is not, it's not a fad. It's not something that's here today, gone, or that's just the silliest thing. It's not secret handshakes and special discounts. And it's not a crutch, like Karl Marx said, the opiate of the religion is the opiate of the nation. Well, he probably got that right from the religion point of view, but Christianity is not the opiate of the nation because now, to be a Christian, it is absolutely your life on the line. You can be killed at any time for being a follower of Christ. It's 20,000 times worse than other countries, but it's coming here. None of those things are what Christianity is. It's not a religion. It's not illogical like evolution. The odds, it's just absurd. It's not a fad or a club or a secret this. It's not an opiate. It's the great relief is Christianity. Really? Have you gone through these trials? The devil hates you. He's trying to kill you. Doesn't that mean something? Yes, of course it does. But here is, to me, the summation of the Christian faith. I choose to use this portion. It is my favorite portion of the Pauline letters. And it's in Philippians chapter 3, 7, and 9. This is what Paul wrote. He says, "Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake I've lost all things and count them but garbage, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith." Philippians 3, 7 through 9. By the way, the word garbage is not really garbage. It's refuse. Get it? "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I've lost all things and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ." Christianity is a living relationship with a living God. Yes, the Lord will declare his glory. Yes, the Lord will demonstrate his wisdom and his power. Yes, in fact, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11 make it clear that he'll use the church to do it. But in the end, it is about fellowshipping with God. And when we terminated that opportunity for fellowship through sin, God had a plan to restore the fellowship lost in the garden. That's what the faith is. When you die, if the Lord tarries, or when you get raptured, or if the second coming comes directly and it's not about the way that we've been taught from a premillennial point of view, and it happens in an amillennial point of view or a postmillennial point of view, I could care less. When the Lord comes and we are entering eternity with him, it is not going to be about anything but our relationship with him, and that we will spend eternity with him and connected to him. And people wonder, and I kind of like this thinking. It doesn't bother me. You can't live in it too much, but it's fun to me a little bit. And that is, well, what about, you know, will we go back to whatever it is that Adam and Eve were originally going to do? Maybe God had a plan. I don't know. I mean, isn't that cool? I mean, what if they had this whole other thing nobody knows about, right? Because we don't even know. It's like, what if we all go back to that? Cool. We'll just do it as a group. It's like, how cool is that? But the bottom line is that we are going to spend eternity with God if we have a relationship with God prior to his return. That's why Jesus said to some of them, in that day I will say, who are you? I don't know you. That's what you don't want to hear, right? We want to hang out with the Lord starting now, so we can gear up for what's coming. Get it? All right. How many works of the Spirit, or how many fruits of the Spirit, are listed in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23? Is it 26, 17, or 9? And the answer is 9. There are 9 fruits of the Spirit. There are 9 things I pray for every day to do better in, and those are them. Just so you can know, it's all of them things there. All right, folks, we are done for today. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Destroying everyone and everything he finds. He's the hungry.
Expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.